This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, January 31st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. New water fees. Tariffs on Canada and Mexico start tomorrow. Watching the Republicans on RFK Jr. New water fines next month. The State Water Board will issue fines to any farmers who failed to submit water use reports on time. The information provides the board with a better grasp of the state's water system beyond the basic data generated from flow gauges on rivers and streams. The agency uses it to fine-tune curtailment orders. The annual reporting deadline is tomorrow, February 1st, but the board is offering a 30-day grace period this year. Depending on the size of the farm, the fees could reach as high as 85% of the annual water right fee. That's according to Alexandria Beering, who directs policy advocacy for the California Farm Bureau. Speaking at the annual conference for the California Irrigation Institute this week, Beering explained the persistence it takes to get the message across to her members, whether it's a panel discussion at the Farm Bureau's annual meeting or commentaries in Ag Alert, and keeping farmers and ranchers on task and in good graces with the board has been a high priority for farm groups lately. Why it matters? Well, in 2022, ranchers violated a curtailment order to divert water from the Shasta River to sustain cattle amid the extreme drought. Environmentalists and lawmakers raised alarms over the fines, which they described as a slap on the wrist. The angst helped fuel a series of bills to reform the water rights system and increase fines. Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer-Kahn of Orinda was able to get AB 460 across the finish line last year. It took effect at the start of January. The fine for violating an order is now $10,000 per day and $2,500 per acre foot diverted. Trump insists new tariffs on Saturday. President Donald Trump is reiterating plans to hit Canada and Mexico with 25% tariffs starting Saturday. We have to do that because we have very big deficits with those countries, Trump told reporters, adding that the tariffs may or may not rise with time. Trump also complained that both countries had not done enough to curb illegal migrants and fentanyl coming across the U.S. border. Trump has previously said he's considering 10% tariffs on China to begin the same day. China's going to end up paying a tariff, and we'll make that determination of what it's going to be, he said yesterday. Some Senate Republicans uncommitted on RFK Jr. After two public appearances on Capitol Hill, some Republicans still appear uneasy about confirming Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. One of them is Senator Bill Cassidy, the Louisiana Republican, a gastroenterologist who chairs the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, which held its hearing yesterday. He repeatedly pressed Kennedy to say measles vaccines do not cause autism. But Kennedy continued to dodge this and similar questions related to the safety of immunizations, repeatedly saying he would review the evidence. After asking Kennedy to, quote, convince him that he would be a supporter of public health, Cassidy said during his concluding statement that he was still struggling with his nomination. He added that Kennedy may receive further questions from his office over the weekend. My responsibility is to learn. Try to determine if you can be trusted to support the best of public health, Cassidy said, or undermined it. Always asking for more evidence and never accepting the evidence that's there. Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine are other members to watch as they voted against other Trump nominees. After the hearing, Murkowski did not indicate which way she may vote. She said, quote, I think that there were some questions that were particularly telling that when the science has been out there for a long time and has been proven, do you need to continue being the skeptic, Murkowski told reporters. Assuming all Democrats vote against him, Kennedy can only afford to lose three Republicans in the full Senate. Senate Finance Committee is primary jurisdiction and can report the nomination favorably, unfavorably, or with no recommendation. The committee hasn't scheduled a vote. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. OMB nominee advances. Trump's pick to run the Office of Management and Budget, Rush Vaught, is a step closer to Senate confirmation. Republicans on the Senate Budget Committee voted to approve Vaught after Democrats boycotted the meeting in protest of this week's funding freeze. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, the New York Democrat, said Vaught, quote, will try again to illegally seize funds once he's confirmed as OMB director. Budget Chair Lindsey Graham, the South Carolina Republican, posted on X, quote, my Democratic colleagues decided to boycott, which is their right. The markup was short and pleasant. They were missed. Sort of. Lack of new farm bill could require additional economic farm aid, Thompson says. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania says farm country will need to come back to the table for more economic aid if Congress doesn't pass a new farm bill by this fall. Now, we can't avoid that, he says on AgriPulse Newsmakers this week, but the way we avoid that is getting the farm bill done because the improvements we've made to the safety net programs will just prevent having to do that economic aid payments in the future. House Ag Committee Ranking Member Angie Craig of Minnesota also joined the program to discuss her outlook for the panel, and that includes her concerns about GOP cuts to nutrition assistance. Craig says, quote, if those instructions include to cut SNAP, what ends up happening in my mind is you're cutting farm income. Democrats could back Lutnick's commerce nomination. Trump's pick for Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick could secure some Democratic support when the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee votes on advancing his candidacy next Wednesday. Although Lutnick sparred with some Democrats during his hearing this week, others across the aisle are considering backing him for the job. Colorado Democrat Senator John Hickenlooper told AgriPulse, I think I might find a way to yes. Hickenlooper said he was impressed by the Cantor Fitzgerald CEO's clarity and his directness at his hearing. I think he's straightforward, Hickenlooper added. Senator Andy Kim, the New Jersey Democrat, also said he was open to voting for Lutnick, but wants more information on his tariff stance before deciding. Well, here's today's final word. You can't fallow people. That Alexandra Bearing of the California Farm Bureau during a panel discussion at the annual conference for the California Irrigation Institute. Bearing explained that the state must always meet a permanent demand for human water needs, which is why it turns to agriculture during dry times. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, January 31st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.